Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. Today's first reading says, "Brothers and sisters, consider this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each must do as already determined, without sadness or compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Moreover, God is able to make every grace abundant for you, so that in all things, always having all you need, you may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. The one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You are being enriched in every way for all generosity, which through us produces thanksgiving to God." What stands out to me so much in this letter from St. Paul to the Corinthians is this theme of generosity. He keeps talking about how the Lord is calling us to sow bountifully so that we can reap bountifully, which makes sense, right? Like if you only scatter a few seeds, only a few seeds are going to grow. But if you scatter a lot, then a lot is going to grow. But there just is this repeated theme of giving, and that there is an abundance. But honestly, I don't usually live that way. I don't usually live as though there is an abundant amount of grace being offered, or that there's this abundant good work, or that just I don't typically live with great generosity. And I think in part that's because there's this question of what if you run out? Like, what if you didn't think about it and you just spent everything or poured everything out and then you ran out of everything? This is pretty typical, like, for my whole life. When I was younger, when I got allowance or when I got money from birthdays or whatever, I would save it. And I just would store up that money. And then I always wanted to make sure that I had enough and that I never ran out. And on one hand, I mean, that can be good, right? To be conservative and to save and to be thoughtful. But the Lord asks us to live in a radically different way. He wants our lives to be this generous outpouring. And in return, he's promising abundance to us, right? He wants us to be able to make of ourselves this gift, right? Not to give ourselves sparingly, but to give ourselves generously. And that the Lord responds always with generosity. But whether it's the idea of money or even just time or energy, it's hard to make a complete sacrifice, right? And to pour out your time or your gifts or your abilities and just to use them. Because a lot of times it feels like we're going to run out. Yes, we know the Lord is generous, but he also seems to often let us feel our lack before he begins to pour into our lap this generous abundance. But what I want to have is the ability to trust that his words are true. And that if I give bountifully, that he desires to be generous back to me. With this gift, this pouring out bountifully, it's helpful to remember that I'm not my own source of strength, that I can't just rely on me in order to get through each day, in order to do the work I'm called to do, in order to love the people in my life. I don't have the strength to do that. But if I pour out myself to the extent that I'm able to, then the Lord promises to make up for my lack, and he makes up for that lack in a generous way. Let us pray. Lord, grant me the grace to give of myself fully, to pour myself out to the last drop in service of you and in love of you. Grant me the grace to do this all with joy and thanksgiving, and to trust in your word that you desire to give abundant graces and that you desire a plentiful harvest. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.